Hello there. This is the family doctor.
Doc, a man can't never tell when a riot or a strike or something will break out.
In Cedarton? Phil Benson, you're crazy.
Well, maybe I am. No, I ain't neither crazy. You know as well as I do, it's towns like Cedarton that runs rife with wars and rumors of wars. Man's got to be on the lookout.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now open your mouth.
Well,
and don't talk. All right, Bill. That ought to hold you for a while.
Thanks, Doc. Feel better already. Yep, as I was saying, a chief of police like me is got to keep his weather. Gosh, almighty, Doc. I wonder if that spraying you give me is going to do any good.
Sure it'll do you good. But you can't expect miracles. When a man's as careless as you are, Bill, gallivanting around in weather like this, he's got to expect nature to take its course.
I suppose so.
Here, I'll give you a box of these pellets, too. Now, take one every 15 minutes for 2 hours, then one every hour.
All right, thanks, Doc.
Just a minute, Bill. Hello? Yes? This is Dr. Adams. Oh, yes. Hello, how are you? Yes, he's here. It's for you, Bill.
Huh? For me? Well, why, Gabe Hotchkiss is the only person who knowed I come up here.
Well, that's who it is. Oh. Go ahead and answer.
Sure. Hello? Yeah. Just a second, Gabe. Yeah. All right, go ahead. What? Where'd she go? All right. I'll come right down to the station. My gosh, Doc.
What's the trouble?
Oh, that little guppy girl's gone runaway again.
No.
Yeah. Her father's down to the station house now. Gabe says he's mighty excited. Been looking for her ever since supper time. Wants me to organize. Wants me to organize a posse and go out a hunting party for her. What you doing the rest of the evening, Doc?
Come along. I'll join the posse if that's what you mean.
That's it, Doc. All right. Oh, gosh almighty. If I ever go duck hunting in the rain again, I hope somebody shoots me.
They won't have to. You'll die of pneumonia.
Oh, now, Doc, you should not have said something.
Chief Benson now. Hello, Chief.
Well, evening, men. Evening, Mr. Guffey.
Good evening.
All right now, Mr. Guffey, let's get to the bottom of this. When did your little girl disappear?
Just before supper. She was out in her little playhouse, as we thought. But when her mother went to call her for supper, she wasn't there.
Uh-huh. You ain't had no notes, have you?
Notes? What do you mean, notes?
From a kidnapper.
Oh, no, of course not. She's done this before. She's just run off by herself. But she's never gone away from home as far as this. Up to now, every time she's run away, we've been able to find her right close at some neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon the only thing... I reckon the only thing to do is to split up in four directions and start out looking for her. Mr. Guffey, you and Jim Hoskins go out the south road as far as the old mill.
All right.
And, Gabe, you take Mr. McGinnis and go up the canyon road as far as Miller's Lake.
Yeah.
And be sure and ask Griff Miller, has he seen anything of the little girl?
Okay.
And then you, Ferguson, you and...
Yeah.
You and Joe Little go out the main highway toward Dunlap. And go as far as Dunlap Junction if you have to. Doc, you and me'll go down by the track.
All right.
Now, whoever finds her first, come back here to the station house and start the siren. Keep it going till all the posse comes back. You understand? All right, men, get going, and don't you worry, Mr. Guffey. We'll find a little... Oh, by the way, what's her name so we can call her?
Esther.
All right. Get on your way, men, and good luck. Come on, Doc. It's mighty queer to me.
What?
Well, it's little Esther Guffey running off from the home all the time this way. Don't seem natural.
No, but youngsters have been doing it for generations, Bill.
Yeah, I know, but seems like there must be something the matter. Something she don't like about her home to go meandering away like that.
There is.
Well, what is it? Hey, listen, they ain't cruel to her, is it? Because if they is, there's a law against that.
No, Bill. They treat the little girl all right. It's themselves.
Themselves?
Yep.
Wait a second. Let's call her again.
All right.
Esther! Esther Guffey!
Nope. They ain't a sign of her yet. Well, come on, Doc. We might as well keep moving. Now, what was we saying? Oh, yes, you was going to tell me what's wrong up to the Guffey that would make little Esther run away.
Oh, what's that?
Why, sure you would. Oh, now, Doc, I should ought to know these things. I, as chief of police of Cedarton, should ought to be in on all the angles of the town.
You should, eh?
Why, sure. Else how would I ever have any basis for clues?
Clues for what?
Well, I don't know what's going to come up. You know that, Doc. I just mean that the more angles a man has on people, the better he can reconstruct a mystery.
I see.
Well, come on, Doc. Tell me what's... Oh, tell me what's wrong up the Guffeys.
Bill, are you taking those pellets I gave you?
Gosh, I might even know, Doc. Forgot all about them. Here, I'll take five of them all at once.
No, Bill. That'll be worse than none at all. Just take one every 15 minutes, as I told you.
All right. You're the doctor, as the feller says.
That feller again.
Yeah. Say, I think the rain's letting up a mite, Doc.
Yeah, appears to be.
Well, go ahead, Doc.
What do you mean?
Tell me about the Guffeys.
Bill Benson, you're the snoopinest, nosiest old gossip I've ever seen. You're the worst old meddler in Cedarton.
Yep, I guess I am, Doc, guess I am. Well, that's what makes me a good chief of police, I reckon. Well, let's call her again, Doc.
Esther Guffey! Esther!
Nope, nothing yet. Doc, I don't think she could have come all this way by herself, not that little five-year-old girl.
I don't know, Bill, she might have. We don't want to give up till we hear that siren.
Besides, that 820 westbound limit will be pounding through here pretty soon, and I don't aim to get myself all clogged up with cinders and dust.
Well, you go back, Bill. I think I'll keep on for a little ways.
Huh? Me go back? Well, don't talk crazy, Doc, as long as you... Listen. Yep, there she comes. The 820. She'll be around in Salt Mountain right now. Be here in about 5 minutes. And there's the canyon trestle right ahead of us. Well, now let's stand over in that
bridge. Look.
Huh? What's the matter? What do you see, Doc?
Out there on the trestle. The moon just came out a little then, and I think... Yeah, it is.
Huh? By gosh, I see her now, Doc. It's a little Guffey girl.
Come on.
Oh, wait, Doc. Listen, you can't get out there on that trestle and come and get back again before the 820 comes in. You can't do it, Doc.
Oh, yes, I can, and I'm going to do it.
No.
Esther Guffey, you stay right there where you are. Don't move till I get...
No, me. Doc, no. Tell her to run towards you.
Get caught in the ties,
or
not? Stay right there, Esther.
Oh, my gosh. Doc, you can't make it. There comes the 820 just round in the bend. Doc, Adams, you come back here. I'll see the police to see this. Can't hear me. Oh, you'll never make it. Well, he's got a hold of her. Yeah, but he can't get back aboard that train. Gosh almighty, he's stopped.
Thank you.
What's happened? What's the trouble?
Well, there was a little girl out there in that trestle, and Doc Adams, he went out there and got her. He jumped into the creek with her just before you come onto the trestle. He's down there now. Come on.
Hello. Yes? Oh, hello, Lou. No, I'm all right. Ladies of the church. Oh, no, no. Please, Lou, I don't want to see anybody. No, Lou, no. You just tell them that I'm... Well, that I had to go down to Dunlap or something. Tell them I'm laid up with pleurisy or bronchial pneumonia. Tell them anything, Lou, but gosh, to Friday for my sake, don't let them come down here. I don't want to see anybody about what happened last night. Oh, thanks, Lou. Somebody's just come in. I'll have to hang up now. Yes? Yes, I'll be home for lunch. Goodbye. Well, how do you do? Oh, good morning, Bill.
Doc, there's a gentleman here who'd like to say something to you.
Oh, is that so? Who is it? Oh, good morning, Mr. Guffey.
Dr. Adams, there isn't much that a man in my position this morning can say to a man in yours.
Oh, well...
But I just want to tell you this. Mrs. Guffey and I aren't given very much to religion, but last night, after our little girl was tucked away safely in bed, her mother and I knelt down in the dark and thanked God that there are heroes like you in the world.
Mr. Guffey, any man on that posse would have done the same thing. Well, thanks for what you've just said. It means more to me than you can know. I was just on my way out to make a call, and I... excuse me, I got a little wet last night. Bill, what are you laughing at?
Here, Doc, have a pellet. Any man that's crazy enough to go gallivanting around and getting himself all soaking wet in a creek has got to expect nature to take its course.
Bill Benson, you old fool.